Exclusive: Byron Donald's gubernatorial campaign dominates in final stretch of primary. By Hannah Knudsen on July 1, 2026. Representative Byron Donald's, RFL, campaign is dominating in the final stretch of Florida's gubernatorial primary race, shattering fundraising records. Floridians head to the polls to vote in the gubernatorial primary race August 18, and Donald's appears to be dominating on all fronts. Breitbart News has learned that Donald's campaign has raised over $90 million to date, with 37,154 unique individual donors. The campaign raised $23 million in the second quarter alone, and they have knocked on 180,000 doors statewide. Additionally, the Donald's campaign recently launched a $20 million statewide television and digital advertising blitz. The ads are titled Jack Up and Shut, with the former focusing on Donald's aligning with President Trump and Governor Ron DeSantis on AI data centers. The second ad focuses on affordability and the struggle of residents across the state. Florida is where I've built something from nothing, raised a family, and lived the Florida dream, but today rising costs risk everything. That's why I'll cut property taxes, reduce insurance rates, and make life more affordable, Donald's promises. Further, poll after poll has shown Donald's dominating ahead of the highly anticipated primary race. A recent Associated Industries of Florida survey showed Donald's with 54% support in a four-way field. No other primary challenger even comes close, failing to break double-digit support. James Fishback comes in at 8%, followed by Lieutenant Governor Jay Collins at 5% and former House Speaker Paul Renner at just 2%. Nearly one-third remain undecided. While the rest of the field jockeys for scraps of attention, Byron is laser-focused on what matters, putting in the work on the ground, raising money, and spreading his message of a safe, free, and affordable Florida, Byron Donald's campaign communications director Gates McGavick said in a statement. He added, "Democrats want to undo Florida's conservative victories. Byron won't let them." Donald's has a long list of high-profile endorsements, including President Donald Trump, Donald Trump Jr., Elon Musk, Senator Rick Scott, RFL, Florida sheriffs, and other conservative leaders in Florida. Most recently, Donald's gained support from incoming Florida House Speaker Sam Garrison as well as Senate President Jim Boyd. Recently speaking to Breitbart News Saturday about his campaign, Donald said voters want Florida to remain Florida. "Everybody loves our state, we're the best state in America. They want that to continue," he said. "When you get to those kitchen table issues, it's about affordability, and it's no doubt about that. And so we need to examine every aspect of our government and every aspect of Florida and find ways to drive down costs," the congressman said, later adding, "Growth is coming to Florida because we run a great state. It's based on common sense conservatism, so people are going to come," Donald's added. "We just want to make sure that we balance that new growth with the beauty of Florida and do all the necessary infrastructure improvement."